What's the song that everyone needs to hear? Or the song that reminds you of that person you'd rather forget? On Castaway Cassettes, guests share the music that has influenced their lives. This is Castaway Cassettes.
Welcome to Castaway Cassettes. I am your host, Flora. Castaway Cassettes is a show here on URN where we interview different guests and they explain their lives through six tracks. Our guests come from varied backgrounds who feel passionately about music and radio. This week's guest is Kaylee Golding, who is an award-winning radio presenter and DJ, who DJs on The Beat London with a weekly show and is often heard on Radio 1. She also has a podcast called On Your Gaydar, where she discusses all things going on in the gay scene in London and Birmingham. Welcome, Kaylee. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. Lockdown is interesting. I'm in my parents' house, so if there's any weird people coming in, I'm really sorry. how are you doing? Are you with your parents? Are you in London?
Yes. So I came home to Birmingham. I'm currently in my mum's house. Just because I wanted my mum to cook in. And London, I live in a flat, no garden. I thought, nope, I'm not putting up with that because I don't know how long this is going to last. I'm going to come home, get some good cooking, have a garden and enjoy family time. So yeah.
Yes, definitely getting home cooked meals is such a highlight of lockdown. Yeah. If there's very few highlights, that's definitely one of them. We're going to move straight on to your first song. Now, the first song you chose because it reminded you of little young Kaylee growing up. Why is this the song? What is the song and why does this remind you of growing up?
So, the song that I chose for me growing up was Beyoncé, Crazy in Love. I am the biggest Beyoncé fan. Absolutely love her. I love everything she stands for, whether it's woman empowerment, whether it's her importance for people of colour, whether it's all the hard work that she puts into everything that she does, everything she stands for, I love. So I used to go to family parties and run up to the DJ and say, oh, can you play that song? The one that goes, uh-oh. I didn't know what it was called. So I used to just run around at every family party and just sing it until the DJ would play it. And the song just makes me so happy and it just reminds me of when I was just so young and innocent. And for me, that's the song that made me fall in love with music. So, yeah.
All right, great. So now let's listen to Crazy in Love by Beyoncé and Jay-Z.
Like Ben X2, I shake bonies, man, you can't get next to. article, I do not sing though. I sling though, if anything, I bling yo. Star like Ringo, war like a Greenville wreck. Crazy, bring your whole set. Jay-Z in the range, crazy in the range. They can't figure him out, they like, hey, is he insane? Yes, sir, I'm cut from a different cloth. My texture is the best for a chinchilla. I've been ill of the chain smokers. How do you think I got the name over? I've been real of the game's over. Fall back young, ever since I made the change over the platinum. The game's been a rap one.
Is Castaway Cassettes.
All right, you were just listening to Beyonce and Jay-Z's Crazy in Love, which Kaylee, our guest, chose because it reminded her of growing up. Now, did you grow up in Birmingham or London?
Yeah, so I grew up completely in Birmingham. I moved to London when I was 18 to go to university. So went to Westminster Uni, got a scholarship there. So that's what made me move to London. And I've stayed there since. I only graduated last year. So, but I'm often between the two. Like, I love both cities, but of course, Birmingham is my hometown. So anyone that follows me kind of knows that everything I do is really supporting Birmingham. Hence why I have the slogan, your favourite girl from Brum, because I just like to support my hometown. So, yeah.
And growing up in Birmingham, were you exposed to lots of music by black artists?
1,000%. So where I'm from in Birmingham is Hall Green, which is literally next door to Shirley and Solihull. I went to school in Solihull, and that is a predominantly white area. So originally, growing up, in school, a lot of the music I was listening to was music from white artists. I was listening mainly to like Capital. But then as I got older, my mum kind of wanted me to kind of explore also my black culture. And my mum, although she's white, she loves black music, she loves reggae, she loves all of that. So as I got older, I started to explore black music even more and realised how much I love it. So yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting how my musical genre has just completely changed. If you spoke to, let's say, 10-year-old Kaylee, the only person of colour that I'd really be like, yeah, I love her, is Beyonce. Everyone else, it was mainly white artists that I was growing up listening to. But again, as you get older, you start to explore things for yourself a little bit more.
Yeah, well, I forgot to say, congratulations on graduating last year.
Thank you.
When was the first time you remember listening to Beyonce?
I can't even pin it down to the age because of, again, like, as soon as I was born, like, it was kind of fizzling up. Destiny's Child was definitely fizzling up. Yes. So I literally grew up listening to Beyonce. And again, I'm just a massive fan of her and a massive fan of everything that she does. I think she's brought out a lot of the work right within me. As I said, the work that she does, she produces her own shows, she directs them, she looks at everything from the lighting to the dancers. And me as a DJ and a radio presenter, that's how I feel. Like, I'm very much like, I need to film my own stuff, I need to edit my own stuff, I need to do it all, because of, I see how much hard work pushes you and where it can take you. So yeah, that's why she inspires me, to be honest.
Yeah, she's a just beautiful in every way.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what was, during that time when your mom kind of pushed you to listen to more to Black artists, would you say that's when you started to get really into music and the music scene?
Yes, definitely. So my mom, I remember my mom saying, "Kaylee, you should really listen to Trevor Nelson on One Extra." And I was just there like, "No, capital, capital, capital." And my mom said, "No, Kaylee, please just sit down and listen to Trevor Nelson," because she's a massive fan of his work. He's a brilliant broadcaster. And I would listen to him and I was just like, "Oh my gosh, I love it." And it was a perfect mix of new music that we was hearing at the time, as well as the old school R&B classics, the old school hip hop classics. Like, I didn't know how much I loved Biggie Smalls as well. And I learned about him through Trevor Nelson. And from that point, that's what got me so intrigued into radio as well as Black music, because I was so inspired by how much Trevor Nelson educated me. So I just felt like I want to do the same for other people. So I'm thankful for my mum for giving me the plug and putting me on Trevor Nelson.
Yes, thank you to Kaylee's mum, I think for everyone. And so what is it about radio that, like, really, obviously the educational side, but is there other things about radio that really gets you passionate about it?
Yeah, I think it's so personal, in the sense that the best way that I can describe it is, look at requests on radio. People that send in requests, they could easily just go onto their phone and just put the song on. They could, but you don't want to do that. What you want to do is you want to contact the station. You want the nation to know that you've chose that song. You want to share it with the rest of the world. And that is how powerful radio is. It's you choosing music that you enjoy, that you love, you feel passionate about, and sharing it with other people. It's educating people on what they should be listening to and what they may like. And if they don't like it, why? Tell us, let us know. Do you know what I mean? It's such a personal medium, and it's so reactive. Like, it is so, so, so reactive. Like, I could plan a whole show and something could happen 30 minutes before and the whole thing changes. And no other medium offers that. No other medium offers that apart from social media, and that is it.
That's so true. I never heard it being said better. Really, that was really good. We're going to move on to your next track, which is a song that you that reminds you of the first time you kind of got into the gay scene. Do you mind telling us what the track is and why you chose it?
Yeah, so the song that I chose was Charlie Black, Girl, You're a Party Animal. It's a bashment song, bashment dancehall song. And I think there's a lot of stigma behind gay scenes, in the sense that it's only predominantly for white males. And when I say that, that people think if you go to gay clubs, you're only going to hear pop music, or you're only going to hear like trans and house music. But I found out very, very fast that no, there is spaces for Black people to listen to music in gay clubs. And when I first started going out and I started to hear dancehall music and bashment music, and I felt so free to dance and just to be me. So that's why it was very, very, very important for me to choose a song that when I hear, and when I first started to hear when I was going out, made me feel so free, because I am a party animal and I love it. And anyone that is from the LGBT community, like, I can really give you some great places that you can go out, like in Birmingham, Nightingale, Top Floor. If you're into Black music, you can hear it there. The Village Underground in Birmingham, you can hear it there. Heaven, there's, don't get me wrong, it's not always fully Black music, but it touches on it. Beautylicious in London. I think Manchester's still got a way to go yet with that. There's some events that happen, but there's not really a ongoing space there for Black LGBT people. But don't get it mistaken, there are events and you can hear six songs like this. You can dance, you can twerk, and you can really enjoy yourself.
All right, that was great. So now we're gonna listen to Charlie Black, Girl, You're a Party Animal.
Whoa, it's Charlie. My girl, come flip it like a flipper gram, flip it like a flipper gram. Make your bumper flip like a flipper gram, flip it like a flipper gram, flip it like a flipper gram. Y'all wind up on my body, girl. Why like it's a carnival? Girl, me love the way you wind for me. Girl, your wine is so emotional. So wind up on my body, girl. Me why you come wind your waistline for me. Baby, you're bubbling, you're bubbling, you're bubbling, baby. Girl, you're a party animal. Girl, you're
after 9 minutes, she come back for more. She take off the shoes and on the dance floor. Then she start to broke out like a sword. Then she approach me just like a cure. Me know that she like me tonight, me a score. She sexy, she beautiful and she pure. Girl, I you me a door, so fine up on my body, girl.
What's the song that everyone needs to hear? Or the song that reminds you of that person you'd rather forget? On Castaway Cassettes, guests share the music that has influenced their lives. This is Castaway Cassettes.
All right, you were just listening to Girl, You're a Party Animal by Charlie Black. So, Kaylee, what is your first time on the gay scene like? Give us a little description experience thing.
Okay, so my brother's also part of the LGBT community, and I'm not gonna lie, I don't say it, very rebellious. I went out before I was 18, and for the longest time, I know, very rebellious. and my brother kept coming home with all these stories and was just saying, oh my god, this happened, it was so much fun. And I was just saying, please let me go. I want to go. I want to feel comfortable. For me, the most amazing thing about gay places is that you don't feel worried as much. It's less judgmental. You can be who you want. You can be whoever you need to be or want to be or feel like you are. So he would come back with these stories and I'd be like, I just need to go. So he took me and I walked in and I was like, this is the best place ever. Like, the creativity of the drag queens, like the boys dancing however they want. We was kind of taught when you watch music videos that only girls can dance like that, only girls can like shake their hips and can twerk. Like, we're automatically taught all this stuff, and then when you walk into a gay club, it breaks down all them stigmas. Boys can dress how they want, they can dance how they want, girls can dress how they want and dance how they want. And it was such a liberating feeling when I walked in. And to be honest, I feel that every single time I go still, every single time that I go, I still feel the same, which is amazing for me.
That is so great. But I'm surprised you said you felt so welcomed, because, when we were talking about the last song, you said a lot of stereotypes around gay clubs is that they're for white men. As a person of colour, as a woman of colour, did you always feel welcome in those kind of spaces?
So, as I said, luckily for me, Birmingham has the spaces for black LGBT people. We have it. But then again, I have been out to, oh my gosh, why is it completely Cardiff. Yeah, I went to Cardiff and the gay scene there doesn't have it. The same place when I went to Manchester, the gay scene don't have them places and safe places for LGBT black people. So although I feel safe in Birmingham, I feel safe in London, going into the clubs in Manchester or when I went in Cardiff, I did feel like not so much segregated, but I didn't feel at home. And the reason why people go to gay clubs is to feel at home and is to feel safe. So I think the other cities have a long way to come. I think this whole movement behind Black Lives Matter, there's also certain movements that are going on within gay scenes. Again, I know Birmingham gay scene are putting together a collective of people that are going to look at how we can continue to make it even safer for people of colour. I really urge other cities to do the same, because if other cities need it a lot more than Birmingham does. So yeah, we've got a long place to come. A lot of people in so many different areas, change is going to come. So
yeah, that's great to hear. But obviously when you started going to these places, you're not that old, but it was a little while ago. How did your family and friends react? Were they worried for your safety because of all that, kind of being a person of colour who's going to the gay scene?
Going to straight clubs, I think my mum was more worried about me, simply for the fact that in straight clubs, if you're a person of colour, like, you're 3 times more likely to be turned away if you're of colour, which is really rubbish, to be honest. And it's not just a statistic, I've experienced it. And I think that's probably why I feel a lot safer in gay clubs that I know I'll actually get in. Whereas I go to certain straight clubs and they'll find any excuse to turn you away if you are a person of colour, despite them playing black music, despite them being the same clubs that try to book me as a DJ now. So for my mum, I think she's a lot more worried if I say I'm going to go to a straight club, because there's that fear that I'm just going to be turned away. And rightfully so, then I'll say, well, why? And then that's when confrontation happens. So yeah, it's hard, man. It's hard. And I think, again, that's probably why I stopped going to straight clubs.
Yeah, wow. Thank you. I had no clue about that. That was really interesting. And would you have advice? Do you have advice for anybody who's just starting out on the gay scene?
My advice for anyone that's starting out on the gay scene is to just have fun. There's a lot of drama that happens on the gay scene. There's a lot of politics for the fact that it's a small community. Everyone knows everyone. Everyone's dated everyone. Everyone's had sex with everyone. Like, let's be honest. So just stay out of the drama and remember to just go there to enjoy yourself. That is why you're going there, to have fun, not for arguments, not for fights, not for any of that. You're going there to just enjoy yourself and let your hair down. So remember that.
That's great. I love that. We're going to move on to your next song, which is one of my favourite questions prompts that we give our guests of a song that people would be surprised that you like. You chose One Kiss by Dua Lipa, which is a bop. Why did you choose this track?
So anyone that knows me personally knows that this song is my absolute guilty pleasure. I love it. I love it. When I first started doing work experience at Kiss, they was always playing it and I was sitting there like, oh my gosh, I love this song so much. And even so, like, I play it in my DJ sets. Even if I'm like in a predominantly black place that plays black music, I still play Dua Lipa One Kiss. Like, I'll mix it in with like some garage, some funky house. I'll still mix it in because I just love the song. It makes me feel so good. It just reminds me of summer. Makes you just want to like put the speakers the whole way up. It's such a feel good song.
It is. All right, now let's have a little biggie along to One Kiss by Dua Lipa.
One kiss is all it takes, falling in love with me, possibilities, I look like all you need. Sunday morning music ran loud.
lost in the way you move, the way you feel. One kiss is all it takes, falling in love with me. Possibilities, I look like all you need. One kiss is all it takes, falling in love with me. Possibilities, I look like all you need.
Cassettes.
All right, you were just listening to One Kiss by Dua Lipa. Now, why do you think people would be surprised that you like this track? Is it very out of your wheelhouse of music that you usually listen to?
Yes, it is completely different to the music that I play, the music that I listen to. The music that I play, again, is like R&B, hip-hop, UK rap, Afrobeat, dancehall, bashment. Dua Lipa, One Kiss, under any of them categories. But as I said, if I'm doing a DJ set, and it's a long DJ set, then I might play some old school UK garage. I might play some UK funky house. And luckily, One Kiss, Dua Lipa matches them BPM. So I will sneak it in there no matter what. And it's surprising because so many people have come up to me when I play it going, do you know this is my absolute tune, but I've never talked to anyone. And it's crazy that some black people feel that way. Like, it's mad because that song is so huge. Like, the song is massive, it charts. So people are surprised when I just talk to people on a day-to-day and I say, oh yeah, that's like my guilty pleasure. And I'm like, why is it the guilty pleasure? But then if I speak to other people of colour, they're like, I get why it's a guilty pleasure.
I love that. So what do you think makes a good track then? Because obviously that's very different from quite a lot of the other genres you listen to. So what do you think makes something a good piece of music?
I would say a good piece of music is something that can trigger emotion out of you, whether it's sad emotion, happy emotion, whatever. Any song that I really, really love will trigger something within me. Again, it could be happy and just make me want to dance, make me feel good, or it could be something that I can really relate to and makes me cry and makes me feel like, oh my gosh, my whole world's just been put into one song. And anyone that can do that is a great songwriter. And sometimes I'm always battling between what's important to me within music. Is it the case of that I want to hear lyrics that don't mean anything? But then when you look at them lyrics that don't mean anything, if it makes me smile, that is still sparking an emotion.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So yeah,
it's still doing something.
And then
something.
I also have the battle that I need something that's lyrically conscious and makes me think. And they both trigger emotion. That's what's music for at the end of the day.
So true. And what are people's responses when you tell them your music taste?
To be honest, I don't really get much of a response. I think they expect it from me. Majority of people that know me just see like my work plastered everywhere. So they know what they're going to expect. Like they know what they're going to get from me. So I think for me, the biggest difference was where I felt different was kind of when I first went to university. So Westminster's an extremely diverse university, but the radio course isn't as much. It's not very diverse. So when people are saying, oh, this is what I listen to alternative music, I listen to pop music, and I'm just there like, yeah, I like rock music. I like it a lot. That's what I like. And I think people didn't really take it seriously. Like, people didn't really understand the importance of it until we started to see it chart. Like, when we seen Dave and Fredo chart, like, everyone was like, yeah, we love rap music. I was like, I've been telling you this for a long time, but it's amazing.
Did you find that irritating, that kind of people weren't taking you seriously?
Yeah, I found it extremely irritating. I think for me, it was kind of like feeling the need to educate people. And I understand people have their different music choice, like, but then it's kind of understanding that all music should be valued. Do you know what I mean? All music is good. I can't argue that your music choice is crap. You can't argue that mine is crap. So I found it very, very irritating, but it was interesting because when we had the Student Radio Awards, I won Best Specialist 2 years in a row. And the thing that made me different was that I love black music so much. That's the music that I played. So it was kind of then kind of like I've been telling you this, that this is amazing. And specialist music, specialist radio is so important because even though you don't connect with it, someone somewhere will.
How do you find it being put into that specialist music bracket?
Do you know what? It's a hard one because for a while I kept thinking, do you know what? I would love to have best female. I'd love to have best female, but you're kind of pushed into a category if you do like a certain specialist music, whether it's black music, whether it's Asian music. So it's not a very good category, to be honest. It's not. But where I was kind of shocked, so this year, well, 2019, the last Student Radio Awards, I won Best Interview, Gold and Silver, and they were two interviews with rappers. And I was so shocked, and I think everyone else was shocked as well, because I wasn't expecting it. And when I was speaking to the people that voted, I was just like, sometimes we take for granted that these interviews with these rappers, that they are harder than what people think. Do you know what I mean? You can talk about mental health, you can talk about it. And I think some people assume that some of the UK rappers only want to talk about music and only want to talk about gang culture, when their music goes deeper than that. Like, they're normal people. We can talk about things like mental health. So it's just getting people to think a bit more. And sometimes that category specialists don't get people to think. And even with the Radio 1 stuff that happened, like, I kind of always put myself into the category. I was always like, oh, I will have to do one extra. Like, I have to do one extra. Like, Radio 1 wouldn't want me. I have to do one extra. And then when the opportunity came about for Radio 1 and I'd done the show, I was just like, I could be doing Radio 1 all the time, but I put myself into that category because I was always told I'm specialist radio, when I'm not necessarily just specialist radio. I still have a personality. So,
yeah, and it's like having those labels put on you, and then suddenly those labels changing can feel really weird. We're going to have to move on to your next track, which is your fourth track, which is another one by Beyoncé, yes. So do you mind telling us what the track is and why you chose it?
Yeah, so the track is Freedom with Kendrick Lamar, taking off Beyoncé's Lemonade album. It's a visual album, and it really talks about everything that's going on in the world right now is still relevant. It talks a lot about Black Lives Matter and people that have lost their life due to racist attacks or police brutality in America. The song is all about freedom for people of colour. And to be honest, when I first watched Lemonade, like, it made me cry. When I seen Beyonce perform it live, I was dancing to it. It was a different kind of emotion. And then last week I went to the protest in Birmingham and someone started to sing the song. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I forgot how moving this song is. Mm. And it's crazy because this was like, I think something like 5 years ago that this got released and we're still fighting for the same things. The song got sang again and I feel the exact same way as I did when I first ever heard it. Mm. So the song is so powerful and with everything going on right now, it's so relevant.
Yeah, great. All right, so let's listen to Freedom by Beyonce featuring Kendrick Lamar.
I meditate for practice. Channel 9 News tell me I'm moving backwards. 8 blacks left, death is around the corner. 7 misleading statements about my persona. 6 headlights waving in my direction. 5-0 asking me what's in my possession. Yeah, I keep running, jumping the aqueducts. Fire hydrants and hazardous smoke alarms on the back of us. But mama, don't cry for me, ride for me, drive for me, live for me, breathe for me, sing for me. Honestly, guiding me, I can be more than I gotta be. Stole from me, lied to me, nation hypocrisy. Gold on me, driving me wicked. My spirit inspired me like, yeah. Open correctional gates in high desert. Yeah. Open our mind as we cast away oppression. Open the streets and watch our beliefs. And when they carve my name inside the concrete, I pray it forever reads.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom rot in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
Is it true? You see,
What's the song that everyone needs to hear? Or the song that reminds you of that person you'd rather forget? On Castaway Cassettes, guests share the music that has influenced their lives. This is Castaway Cassettes.
So that was Just Freedom by Beyoncé featuring Kendrick Lamar. Now, Kaylee, when you were introing this track, you were talking about how it speaks about freedom for people of colour. What would you say that means? What does freedom for people of colour mean for you?
So for me, freedom for people of colour means to just make equality happen. We want to break the stereotypes. We just want to be treated the same. I think now has been such an educational journey for people. There's a lot of statistics that people didn't realise. So for example, the ethnic pay gap, like if you're someone of colour with a degree, you'll still be paid 23% less than your white counterparts. Again, you're 3 times more likely to be turned away from a club or an establishment. You're 3 times more likely, if you're of colour, to be stopped and searched by the police. And there's just so many things that need to be changed here in the UK that we don't even realise. Like, because we've gone, everyone, myself, white people, black people, for so long, we've kind of just gone along with it. And we haven't realised that we need to change it. So I think now is such an important time because of I'm being educated and I'm half black myself. Everyone's being educated on things that we just need to change. We all just want to be equal, no matter your gender, no matter your sexuality, no matter your ethnicity. Like, equality is what we all need.
Yeah, so true. And I think so often in the UK, the conversation has been like, well, we're not as bad as America. Look at America. I'm so glad at the moment this kind of conversation about education is seeing, actually, no, we're pretty racist in the UK too, and that's pretty horrible. Those statistics were pretty amazing. Thank you for letting me know them. What role do you think musicians and music have in relation to like creating this change?
So it's interesting because to begin with, a lot of people's calling out black artists to say, why haven't you said anything? Why haven't you done this? And they've come back and just said they're tired. They're tired of experiencing so much stuff within music labels, from audiences. They're tired, and that's why I haven't said anything. I think if you still have the willpower, then do it. If you have the lyrical ability, then write the songs, write the freestyles, put them out there. But then I also understand that people are tired because they've been experiencing it for so long. So I think anyone that does have any form of platform, just try to just push out for change, try and educate people. I understand it can be tiring. So even if it's as little as reposting something, even if you haven't got it in you to do the research yourself, to come up with the graphics yourself, then just repost something at least.
Yeah, and if you're listening to this, I would totally recommend going and following Kaylee's Twitter, Girl From Brum, because she does do all this amazing reposting and things like that. And what in your life has helped empower you to speak out against, you know, racism and injustice, as you can see on your Twitter and obviously now with talking to you?
So as I mentioned, like, for a long time, we kind of just have the mentality to just keep going and we just ignore everything around us. Like, we kind of taught, oh, this will happen to you. So just keep your head down. Don't worry about it. And I think now the movement is that powerful. And this time, it's the first time I've ever really spoke out as much. It's the first time I've ever gone to the protest, because this time, again, we're being educated and I'm looking at things that have happened in my past, and now I'm finally saying, no, that was not okay. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And I think that's why we've seen a lot of people saying, oh, no, it is just in America, because people don't realise what is happening every single day. Whereas if you do just speak to someone of colour, I guarantee you, I promise you, that they'll be able to tell you at least one experience of racism that has happened to them in this country. And when you look at it like that, like, anyone listening now, I challenge you to just go to one person of colour and just ask them for one experience, and they will be able to give it to you. So when you hear that, that's when you realise, no, we need change.
Yeah, so true. And we're going to have to move on to our next song, which sucks because that was such a great conversation, which is a song that you chose because it's by an artist that breaks stereotypes of the LGBTQ plus community. And I'm so happy that you chose Old Town Road by Lil Nas X. What is it about Lil Nas X that breaks stereotypes?
Okay, so within the country music scene, don't get me wrong, I don't listen to country music too much. Not enough at all, but he definitely one breaks the mold of being someone that is black within the country scene. And then if we take the hip-hop scene, because he mixes country and hip-hop together, we don't see men, black men, as much in the black music scene. We don't see it. And for him to just come and break the mold in two different genres and say, look, country people, I'm black. Black people, I'm gay, I'm bringing you both together and this is happening, is incredible. Mm. It is incredible.
Yeah.
Like, just, and the thing is, even when he came out, before he come out, we were like, oh, the song's sick. And then when he come out, it made me just love the song even more. And the thing is, it's great because there's so many people that are still playing the song, people that don't really, I wouldn't say check for the LGBT community, but I mean, like, they kind of don't care for it. Mm. And I think he is breaking these molds. Like, he's like, I am gay and you will still play my song because you're forced to because it's so good. Do you know what I mean? And I've seen him do it. And a few other people, like Younger May, so she's a great, great, great rapper from America. And she does the same thing. She's like, yep, you may not like gay people, but guess what? You will play my song because it's brilliant. So anyone that has that energy, I just love. I love it.
All right, now let's listen to Old Town Road with Lil Nas X.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the Old Town Road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the bushes black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch. Now, nah, can't nobody tell me nothing. Tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Riding on a tractor, lean all in my bladder. Cheated on my baby, you can go and ask her. My life is a movie, but riding in boobies. Cowboy hat from Gucci, Wrangler on my booty. Can't nobody tell me nothing.
Spend a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's got a habit, diamond rings and Fendi sports bras. Riding down Rodeo in my Maserati sports car. God knows stress, I've been through all that. I'm like a Marlboro man, so I kick on back. Wish I could roll on back to that old town road. I wanna ride till I can't go.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. Can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
This is Castaway Cassettes.
You were just listening to Lil Nas's X, Old Town Road. I absolutely loved your description of him just being like, yeah, you have to listen to the song, you have to enjoy it, it's so great. What do you think the stereotypes are around the LGBTQ+ community? And do you think they are changing in any way?
I think there's so many different stereotypes out there. Again, I think the stereotypes that men should be a certain way, and that if you are gay, then you have to be extremely gay, like extremely feminine, like there's no in between. But at the end of the day, gay people are just people. Mm. We're whoever we want to be, we're just people. There's also stereotypes that if you're a girl and you're a lesbian, you will be extremely boyish. You know what I mean? Like, we hear a lot of people go, well, you don't look like you like girls, or you don't look gay, you don't sound gay. But what does gay sound like? Mm. What does gay sound like? It don't sound like anything. So yeah, there's a lot of stereotypes that are just being broken. And there's also huge stereotype within the black community that black people don't like gay people, and we've seen it. We've seen like the big brutalities that have happened. We've seen it was only a couple of years ago that it got changed, the law in Jamaica, not to kill someone for being gay, and that only changed like 2 years ago, which is ridiculous. Mm. I think that stereotype is fastly being broken down among the younger generation. Like, we've seen Stormzy before, he put out tweets that were homophobic, and he come out and say, look, I'm sorry, this is what how it was before. We've since then been educated, and we know that it's not okay to be homophobic. So again, it's a case of educating people within that, and the black community is changing. It's changing. We're starting to see people say, you know what, I'm sorry that I used to be homophobic, but now I know that that's not right and I'm not homophobic anymore. Mm. So it's all about change and equality. Everything's about change and equality.
It so is. And do you have any LGBTQ plus role models that you feel are underrated who are really pushing for that change?
Okay, so at the moment there's someone brilliant called Nadia Rose. So she's an amazing UK rapper who is gay, and for a long time she didn't really come out, and I didn't understand it because everyone knew. But then since she's come out and she's threw shade at record label, like, she's calling everyone out. Like, her Twitter is very juicy, and I just rate her for it, because she went from someone that you could see was suppressed and someone that was not coming out to the world, to someone that's just like, nope, I'm going to come out and I'm going to call out everyone while I'm doing it. So yeah, that was really empowerful, if that's a word to say. I make up words.
Well, it's great. That's what you're supposed to do as a radio DJ, right? Great. I'm going to go follow Nadia Rose, is that what you said now?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We're going to move on to your last and final track, which I was so happy to see was Lady Leisure. I love her so much. Which, and you chose Queen's Speech 5 by Lady Leisure. As you said, it's a song that never fails to lift you up. What is it about this song that lifts you up so much?
So, Lady Leisure, anyone that don't know about her, she's an amazing rapper from Birmingham. And something that stands out about her is her wordplay and her comedy within her music. You can't really listen to any of her songs and not start laughing, because she's so comedic within her writing. So if you listen to Queen's Speech 5, there's so many just words that you'll go, oh wait, I need to pause this and just laugh for a second. She is incredible, and I haven't seen wordplay like hers from anyone else ever, because it's just so funny.
It is. All right, let's listen to Queen's Speech 5 by Lady Leisure.
Please don't stop for a chinwag. You need a tic tac. You will get broke up like a Kit Kat, and then taken out like a bin bag, because it's going down, low blow. So don't make me snap like a photo. Slow-mo, I'll come through hooded up like Trayvon. All blacked out like Akon. I'ma come to your door like Avon, and make it give me them notes like Trey songs. Mad ting, sad ting like a Drake song. Everything's cool, payphone. I told you to change your panties, so why are you still wearing the same ones? Bloody hell, no Sean Paul. I'm a bad gal, what you gon' do? Look, I got supporters in Cornwall, and I know some ballers in Cornwall.
Kickstart, wait.
Why do girls love to do that pose? Are they your new trainers? What are those? Idiot gal, pick your nose and eat it gal. I am the realest gal, I am the realest gal. You ain't like Felicia, I'm a hurricane, yeah, and Katrina. English class didn't like the teacher, so I walked out like bad Felicia. Stay in school kids, they don't show no appreciation. Keep things short like abbreviation. All these girls are really hating. When their lips look like crispy bacon.
Crispy!
Crispy bacon.
Crispy!
Crispy bacon.
Crispy!
Crispy bacon. Your lips look like crispy bacon.
Crispy! big con. I'm on the grind, skateboard. I'ma go nuts, acorn. They try to take shots, paywall. But I'll cross when I want like a jaywalk. Pathetic. You're wee synthetic. If you think that you're gonna get past me, then you can forget it. Like, hello, do you hear me? I've been dying to let you know that you're the biggest waste man. Look, I'll take you for some garlic bread. I'll take him for a tuna salad. Just when the four was done, I gave them
another one.
DJ Khaled! So don't think you're bad, cause your man pleased my Instagram. So you got mad, then hit the fan. I hit him up, then I hit the dab. Like, woo! That's it. Don't try talk with your black lips. I heat things up like June the 1st. I took the crown, Miss Universe. They don't show no appreciation. Keep things short like abbreviation. All these girls are really hating. When their lips look like crispy bacon. Crispy! Crispy bacon. Crispy! Crispy bacon. Crispy! Crispy bacon. Your lips look like crispy bacon. Crispy! Crispy bacon. Crispy! Crispy bacon. Crispy! Crispy bacon. Their lips look like crispy bacon. Queen's Speech 5, you know. Sigh for the wait. I dropped my phone in the toilet. Bum 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 bum. Bum 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 bum. Bum 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 bum.
What's the song that everyone needs to hear? Or the song that reminds you of that person you'd rather forget? On Castaway Cassettes, guests share the music that has influenced their lives. This is Castaway Cassettes.
All right, you were just listening to Lady Alicia and her song Queen Speech 5. What do you think music has a big role in your life of making you feel happier and more lifted up?
Yeah, 1000%. Like, if the best way to describe it is if you go on a night out and things aren't good, majority of people that have a bad night out is because they'll come home and they'll say the DJ was rubbish. They'll say the DJ wasn't playing any good songs that made me feel good. And it just shows how music can make you feel. If you go on a night out and the DJ is playing music that makes you feel good, it can make your night go from 0 to 10. And for me, that is everyday life. It's radio. Like, you can really enjoy the show because it's just good music that's making you feel good. Do you know what I mean? Music is everything. It's everything.
It really is. And speaking of everything, maybe everything for you. This is going to be a really bad segue, but we're going to stay with it anyway. What is something that you have hope for in the next year for you?
What do you mean? Like, what do I want to happen for me?
Yeah.
Okay, so in the next year...
Let's put it out into the universe and hopefully it will come back.
Okay, right. So, for the next year, what I would love to happen is for me to have a regular show on a national station. That is what I would love to happen. Obviously, Miss Rona made things very difficult. And stopped a lot of progress for a lot of people. If it's not this year, hopefully definitely next year. I just want to make people feel happy. I just want to have my brummy voice all over the radio and just try to make people smile. That's what I want to happen anyway in the next year. So fingers crossed.
That's a lovely thing that want to happen for the next year, make people smile. That's adorable. And what is your hope for society after all this dumpster fire that is currently happening? What is your hope for society?
So my hope for society is for equality. Don't get me wrong, I know that racism is not going to completely go. Like, it'd be wonderful if it did, but I don't think that will happen. So even if it just decreases by an extreme amount, that would be brilliant. That'd be amazing. I want just straight up equality. I want laws put in place that can... that stop racism happening as much, especially in the workplace. We see it a lot in the workplace. So if someone is discriminated against, someone don't just lose their job. We need more than just them losing their job. I want Black History to be taught more in schools, not just for Black History Month, but within actual history. I think that's needed, as well as LGBT to be taught in sex education. That needs to change as well. To be honest, I just want life to just become more modern and more accepting as what our generation is. Our generation is so open-minded and accepting, and we just need the world to reflect that, older generations to reflect that, the school curriculum to reflect that, laws to reflect that. So that's all that I want. I just want equality. Happiness and equality. Love, peace, happiness.
Yes, keep on saying it. All right. So thank you so much for listening to Castaway Cassettes, and thank you so much, Kaylee, for being our guest and sharing your insights with us. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did.
Wow, I really did. It was a lot of fun. Thank you.
That's all right. And please listen to Kaylee's show on The Beat London every Saturday, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. That's right, right?
Yes, that's correct. That's how you can find me.
And thank you so much for listening, and join us again soon as we're hoping to get more of these shows out during lockdown, where we'll be talking to other guests and hearing their insights into the music scene. And as always, you can catch up on all of our Castaway Cassettes on Spotify and Audioboom. Thank you so much, Kaylee.